Legends. You'd rather lick the wet gills of Papa Arch. The average day is for the body legions and prostate seizures. We cry to these sentences. My corrective lenses is ruby quartz. Yeah, my vision ain't worth the jiggling of booty wart. Circumstances trap writers like Kathy Bates. Underbeneath colorized happy face. So my carbon covered in candy paint. This little nanny steak if it's a diamond rash. A penniless on a cybercast. Questioning news items, playing patty cake with hourglass. The fact that this pony show's racist, stirs the colloquial cake mix, and charges the homeostasis of all the homies who await us like we some smoking Joe Frazier's. But my unchecked whining's like some ceremonial plate shift.
We can make this better or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something that's nice to kill. We can make this better or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something that's nice to kill. We can make this better or not, yes we will. We just looking for something that's nice to kill. We can make this better.
Hey, before long, oil the bones. A little celery chop, a little pepper, little milk in a pot. Be little posse in effect. Oh, and I'm clumsy with the can of worms. Usher you behind the sun. He shoots, he whores. Truly stupid troubadours and elders. Stock the shelter with feasts and blueberry New York seltzers. Roll up and up a diddle like a doofus. Hit the corner like the devil is a cubist. I'm ruthless, the sigil is a dog with a comb, feeling foolish. Seven hells calling all foreseeable futures. Be it obtained culprit, crippling migraine and strange stomach, or a stray bullet through his gray mullet. I am ivy up the goddamn lattice. March to the math rock, roar no cartoon mascot. The Mario pajama bottoms clumsily repelling under a gibbous moon, hunting for shitty food, gunning, too tough, embedded in bad magic. Duck boy, shit is quacktastic.
We can make this better, or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something that's nice to kill. We can make this better, or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something that's nice to kill.
I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it.
We can make this better, or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something that's nice to kill.
Rap Marilyn Manson, about as hot as a Manson. With two hoodies on the beach, with two bitches grunt dancing. Rappers, quit your advancing. Last man standing, bars hit so hard you ricochet off a planet. Like a motherfucking hybrid. Tell Miley Cyrus takes me. I'll highlight you in private. I'm trying to get them private. Punch don't start, take her like Kano. Remember when I told you niggas drink all the Drano? Pop all the pills, take all the lines.
Jump through a window with some saw blade blinds. Back on that shit, guess what this time? Snap a stick of dynamite where the sun don't shine.
Any nigga disrespecting, chain check him till he's slinky neck. Blowing dope, eyes low and chinky like a Manny Fresh. Condo to extension, no nigga not mega death. So many dead rappers, can't even take baby steps. Walking over carcasses, the artist in my garden. Staying nice with this shit, since Nas was right and past the margin. Any nigga wanna start it? I fucking beg your pardon. I was arson, I'm the fire starter. Prodigy, I pass the arm. Smack my bitch up in the mouth with my dick. And it's not domestic violence, cause she likes that shit. There's no sentence to describe it, homie. Except she sucked it like her fucking life depended on it.
We can make this better or not, yes we will. We're just looking for something that's nice to kill. We can make this better, yes we will.
Homie.
We're just looking for something that's nice to kill.
We make mistakes. We make mistakes real good.
We're just looking for something that's nice to kill.
Ace Rizzle ain't got the perfect hair. Danny Brown ain't got the perfect hair. Driver ain't got the perfect hair. Jeremiah J ain't got that perfect hair.
Thank you. Q-munity is BC's queer resource center, the hub for LGBTQ community programs, training, and advocacy. Q-munity is developing new print resources in partnership with Legal Services Society and is looking for your help to ensure that these documents are useful, accessible, and inclusive. Q-munity is seeking participants with a diverse range of lived or professional experiences to provide feedback on the content, language, and tone of two resources: safety for people in same-gender relationships and safety for trans folk in relationships. Participants are asked to review one or both documents and provide feedback in track changes or by email. Drafts will be sent on November 12th, and feedback is requested by 5 p.m. November 21. For more information or to register, please visit qmunity.ca.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
In this world, the spirit is nurtured by love and healed by the medicine of artists, at times inspiring the most gracious of prayers. It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine, and poetry can make us feel deeper by insight. Stories bring us together through time and space. A song is like a picture. It tells a story. La gente dicen que música puede calmar la bestia salvaje, que riendo es el mejor medicina, y poesía hace sentir los sentimientos más profundos de nuestra mente y alma. Las historias hacemos más juntos entre tiempo y espacio. Y una canción es como un poto, dice una historia. I would like to humbly present The Medicine Show, a variety show which features artists producing original material and which is therapeutic because it reflects our culture, which in turn stimulates thought and reconsideration to a positive outcome. For goodness sake, The Medicine Show. Welcome to the Vancouver Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Broadcast, webcast, and podcast from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is crossing borders with Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people. BC is some of the last unceded lands. That's the Malawi Mouse Boys.
And the Malawi Mouse Boys are some guys that were in Africa, in Malawi, playing on the side of the road, frying. picking up rats and selling them, or mice and selling them. And a producer came along, heard them, put them on tape, called them the Mouse Boys. Anyway, the Malawi Mouse Boys can be found online. They do have an internet presence. Listen to it. So tonight, we are welcoming a few guests, Odell Brown, and he is here with Sarah Coos, otherwise known as Sarah Natasha Robin Sherbakov Coos.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. So say hello to everybody.
Hello.
And she's supporting us here with Shiki Numaguchi, which is a good friend of mine and a wonderful violin player who's been coming on and accompanying a few of our guests. Hi, Shiki.
Hello.
You know what? For some reason, this is pointed opposite as it should be.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. So we also have a few people in here to talk about a film that's being released called The Colors of Edziza. And they'll be coming on. That's Thomas Beckman and his friend. Give me a moment, and we're gonna let Odell Brown and Shiki play a song to start us out for the evening. So what's the song you're gonna play for us?
The first one doesn't even have a name. I'll call this one You Don't Need Us.
All right.
That's what it is.
Sounds good.
Trying to be like them, so cool, and I'm always just like this. But I feel the best when I'm just myself. I'm tired and I wouldn't want to be anywhere. Is a lie we all grew learning about. So why don't you even go start spitting your mouth? Cause it feels so good not to think at all. You don't need us.
Odell Brown and Shiki.
Yay.
Yeah.
I gotta start getting in the habit of saying your last name. I think Shiki is like kind of like, you know, when those names like Prince or something, you know, it's just one name. But okay, Numaguchi. And I'd say let's just go right into another song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You wanna hear another one?
Absolutely. Keep going.
We've been jamming it good. One that we just did, it's a cover, but does that work? Because we were doing it good in the other room. So we might as well do that one.
Yeah? Oh, by the way, Bob Kozak says, beautiful, he's listening, and he likes the music.
Ah, alrighty. Thank you. always shown my love. Made it in my mind because blame it on my hippie baby. This is how an angel cries. Blame it on my own supply. Blame it on my ADD, baby. Oh, self. Self. Oh, oh, oh. Maybe I shouldn't fit in with the hell. Maybe I'm a ADD, baby. Sail, sail, sail. Oh, oh. Ooh, ooh.
Right on. Beautiful. Wow, what a combo.
Yep.
Right on.
She's got the ear for it. Played that one on the street a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And she just jumped right on it.
So what do you think, Sarah?
Amazing. I like the duo.
Yeah, it's quite a compliment there. And so we do have a word of the day. And so once a week we try and throw a thought out there for people to consider. The word of the day this week is influencer. So we think that every time people, you know, just your actions, sometimes you influence people as a performance. What do you think your role is as an influencer in our culture, in our community?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were kind of being prepped on this, and I was saying...
Oh, that's right. You got your poem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got the poem, and I see myself as like a very, like I try kind of want to be like have a serious message, and I try, but no matter how it comes out, bare bones, I'm very lighthearted and immature. So that's how I influence, and that's just how I have to accept it. So
you know that one of our sayings for the show, for the medicine show, is that humor and laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah.
So lightheartedness
totally
is
agree.
Very important in this stressful world. So would you like to take a look for that poem and see if you can whip that up? Because you're saying to me that...
it's in my phone somewhere. Sometimes I write them on the SkyTrain in my BlackBerry. That's how they come about.
Well, you know, and you were saying that this one isn't necessarily the focus, but it definitely is a poem about influencing.
Yeah, you were telling me it's about like how you don't even sometimes know, but you're actually influencing people always.
Right.
And that's kind of, when you said that, I was like, whoa, I know you were looking for a poem, and I didn't in a million years think I was going to actually read a poem on air, but it was in my BlackBerry.
And it was about influencing people.
Yeah, I must have been really... like drunk when I wrote it, because I never write poems, but here we go. It's called Not Realizing, and it goes, the world, it's not your mama telling you to get good grades, it's you over and over trying to feel satisfied. It's gonna be all right. We all have a mama. Mamas also have mamas. It's you over and over not knowing you're contagious.
Right on. Excellent.
Or infectious or influencing.
Right.
The you snaps.
Know, where's your friend there? She was going to say hello in Japanese, some shout outs to friends back in Japan. Okay, well, did you.
Do you think I could do a quick shout out?
Yes, please.
I just. This one goes out to. I was just at a party and I left the party and hopped on a bus to come here. And this is back to the guys at home. Berkeley, Corbin, Al, Tanya, Frankie. I know you're all sitting around the table. You might be listening. You might have forgot. But hello.
Excellent. Well, we also have in the studio with Shiki, she's brought over her friend Nao Shiratori.
Konnichiwa, Uncle.
I'm assuming, are you saying hello to somebody in Japan?
No, I'm just saying hello to everybody.
Excellent. Are you saying anything about the medicine? Say hello, welcome to the medicine show. How about that?
Madison show ni yokoso.
Excellent. Do you have any friends back home you want to say hello to?
Yeah, well, I would like to say hello to my friends. I don't know if they're listening to this radio, though.
Well, they can listen to podcast later as well, so you can direct people to listen to the medicine show. So, Shiki, do you think you're much of an influencer with your violin? Do you think that the emotions come through and affect people in a positive way?
She's an influencer. When I saw you, right when I came up to you for just meeting you 20 minutes ago, you're an influencer. I was like, oh, I don't even have to put on anything. She is a chill girl.
Thanks.
Just like laying on the couch, you're like laughing your butt off. I was going to say something else.
Yeah, crying. Like, that's very, I move my heart. Yeah, very traditional Japanese old music.
Uh-huh.
When I play in the violin, and the Japanese old lady remember Japan.
And she was crying.
Yeah,
that's, wow. It does. It touches your heart, eh?
Yeah.
As a musician.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say the. Let's see. Where's my glasses? Anyway, here we go. I wanted to mention that. Being an influencer was brought to me by a campaign right now that's going called Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday is it's a national day for giving and volunteering. And Giving Tuesday marks the opening day of the season. The Tuesday after Black Friday and Cyber Monday is September 2nd. The government encourages encourages individuals and organizations to join together and find innovative ways to give back to the charities, causes they support, and their communities through the holiday season. So you can help us spread the word about Giving Tuesday Canada and join the conversation at, I guess, hashtag givingtuesday.ca. And if you can't donate to a charity, call someone you think might be lonely. Go out of your way to help someone you can see could benefit from your help, or without ever expecting acknowledgement or a tax receipt. Give back to the betterment of the community. I dare people to start doing this, that no one doing things that no one knows about that are going to improve things. So give respect to all, invest in the benefit of all, children and the elderly are, you know, my favorite too, charity. I mean, people worthy of some focus in our culture. So if you can't donate, volunteer, and if you do donate, investigate. Thank you so much. And going back to the show, Odell.
Hello.
Got another song for us? Do you want to say anything? You want to plug anything?
How about that protest? Huh? That's news. I've never brought real news on a real radio station. Here we go. That's news. I should join. Are you going to join?
Which protest are we talking about? The one at
the protest at SFU.
Oh, yeah. No.
SFU.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, people getting arrested.
That's against the pipeline.
That's exciting.
And I do support all those people who are out there, you know, protesting and giving their time for this cause, because we really should be standing up and saying something about pipelines and a fossil fuel future, which is a ridiculous concept in today's day and age. We should be scrambling to save the planet, not trying to save the last few minutes in a cushy way.
Reap a couple more rewards.
Exactly. So let's play some more music and make it nice.
Sure.
For those people sitting out in the rain and holding a vigil.
This is kind of a sexy song. So sexy. I know it's good for medicine.
It's sexy?
Yeah, it's sexy. Oh my.
Sexy. So sexy.
Oh, sorry, wait. I started in the wrong key. I forgot. What was
good.
It?
We just happened to be taking the
okay, here we
the
go.
Door.
We're going
to
restart that. I'll start it in G, right? There we go. I got the key.
Everything is going to be alright.
One, two. Said everything we need is in my bedroom. Would you think that's true? Think that's true? If I should take off all your clothing, think you'd do it in a hurry? I do. I do. Touch me on my chest, your crafty thought, my cardi, I could rest, I'm through. Tell my wife I love her. Christopher Columbus found your drawers, he didn't sail west, he went for southern shores, it's true. So true, cause we're fools.
Studio audience here. Everybody decided to come in and show their support.
Yeah.
And so in the as well, we do have Brandon Kays in the studio now with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Brandon Kays as well, because these microphones are.
Oh, let me speak really loudly. Hello.
Yeah, that's it. Excellent. And
is he gonna come over here? Or?
He's gonna join us after we got these guys are coming in. Come on in.
All right.
Okay, so we got Thomas Beckman and Mike Schau, spelled S-C-H-O-U-C-H.
S-C-H-A-U-C-H.
A-U-C-H. Get out that pen. So, these gentlemen, let's trade them seats.
All right.
They're going to talk for a little bit about a project called The Colors of Edziza. And it's a film that is being, it has been shot, and they're trying to get it edited and work through the post
production
chores that need to get done. So let's pull over a couple of microphones. The red spots are where you need to point for. Just give yourself something to hear. There you go. So The Colors of Edziza is a film about, it's got a bunch of people from different cultures going up to northern BC and climbing a giant mountain range or a mountain.
We did a major land traverse. So basically what we did was we covered 110 kilometers over serious mountain terrain, some of the most, hardest mountain conditions you can imagine. And, 110 kilometers, we covered about 22,000 vertical feet in elevation gain over the course of those. Two mountain ranges, glaciers, rock, scree slopes, forest, thick, bushwhacking under alpine fir. So pretty much every condition you can imagine we hit and sort of struggled our way through that over a period of 10 days. And this was done in collaboration with our friends from the Tahltan First Nations territory, which is where these lands exist in.
And so you guys are working
with cinematographer and film director Matt Miles, who is quite the trooper. He came along every step of the way, had his cameras, was filming the whole project as we were going. And so we've got the film in terms of the filming done, but now we need to raise the funds to finish the post-production and Thomas Beckman, the music score.
It's a funny thing talking about it because I never went on the expedition, but they took along Mike and Chantal. They took along with them several people, and one of which was he's an amazing photographer called Eric Sadzuk, and you can see some of the photography on the Colors of Edziza Facebook page. Or if you go to my site as well, there's a link there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just recommend anybody who's listening to this now, if you're by a computer, just type in Colors of Edziza on Facebook. It's E-D-Z-I-Z-A. And just check out some of the stunning photography, because it really, it's hard to, as you're sure you'll testify, it's hard to express how amazing it looks.
Yeah, no, I mean, the lands, it's always hard to try and explain these things in words, but the best I can say is that the lands up there are, first of all, just incredibly mineralized, the most mineralized lands I've ever seen. So, we were picking up, chunks of copper and iron oxide and, geodes, these crystals were littered across the mountainside and, big boulders of obsidian and all that. So you have that was creating something that was visually, absolutely visually stunning. And it created almost like these rainbow-colored hillsides. And so you have that in combination with these boreal, northern boreal old growth forests and these little alpine lakes, turquoise blue lakes. And it just sort of created this landscape that was just, mind blowing. But then on top of that, because these lands, are virtually untouched, there haven't really been people in these lands, it sort of gave this sense of aliveness, or what the lands would have been like, before humans became the dominant force on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
you could almost feel the pulse of the land inside you.
So aside from being spectacular in beauty, you were saying that there is a purpose behind the film, and the whole expedition was learning a form of respect and communication between cultures as well, you were saying, right?
Exactly. And that is one thing that we realized. So we were doing this this traverse with our Tahltan friends, three Tahltan, Curtis, Rattray.
Tahltan?
Tahltan, yeah.
That is, just to clarify, the Tahltan is a First Nations nation amongst themselves.
Yeah, the Tahltan First Nations territory is about 11% of BC, so it's quite massive in terms of the landmass. And the Tahltan are the ones that is their territory. There's about 2,000 of them living up there. And so So we wanted to do this in collaboration because it is in their territory. We wanted to do this in collaboration with our friends. And so Curtis Rattray, a Tahltan leader, and Tamara Skubovius, who is a Tahltan artist, studied at Emily Carr, and a young 18-year-old Bodine Williams, who's a Tahltan, basically just graduated from high school, and we yanked him along with us last minute. So we did this in collaboration with the Tahltan, and on our side we had my wife Chantal, who's from Switzerland, and Eric Saksuk, who is a cinematographer. The only way to get through this trip together, because we were facing very adverse conditions, it was to openly respect each other. And that, you know, the obvious, you know, observation is that we have to respect the land. I mean, that's the land that gives us life. But in order to respect the land, we first have to respect ourselves and each other. And that's not really happening right now.
Mm-hmm. And so I was saying earlier that from all of this, you know, in your making of the film and what was demonstrated in the idea of the film, can you tell us some, like, what was a couple of the
moments.
Yeah, that created these moments of togetherness.
Yeah, I don't want to give away the crux of it.
No. Well, this is like a spoiler for the movie, you know? See the trailer, you might as well not have seen the whole film, but can you give us an idea of maybe an adventure or two that brought you guys all together and demonstrated how people could work together in an adverse environment?
For sure, yeah. So you got to think, like, the main thing that was on our agenda each day was to find clean water and a safe flat spot to pitch our tents at the end of each day. And you know, you're dealing with all kinds of different things in between the moment you wake up and the moment you find those two necessities, you know, for us to continue existing, essentially. So there's all this stress and tension all the time, and you never really knew what was going to come around the corner or what you're going to be hit with next in terms of, you know, do you have to ford this raging river, or do you have to cross this glacier, or do you have to, you know, fumble your way down this scree slope where you could, you know, fall and twist an ankle or something. So, you know, there's always this sense of danger and reliance on each other and reliance on yourself and this stress and tension at the same time. And you can imagine, you know, when you're looking at, okay, which is the best route forward, you can imagine that there would be differences of opinion.
Absolutely, sure. Especially with a bunch of men.
We jump in. What do you mean we jump in?
So Curtis and I, we are co-leading this expedition, and Curtis, being from the territory, he spent a lot of his time or a lot of his life in those lands, you know, had a very natural kind of knack for...
And he's Tahltan.
He's the Tahltan leader. You know, so he had a knack for GPS. And so, you know, so there was one moment, for example, where he'd be like, you know, okay, I know that there's this landmark right on the other side of that ridge, and that's where we need to go, and that's where we need to be, and I know that that's there. But I'd be looking at my GPS, and I'm like, well... Yeah, and it's there, but there's this massive drop-off with the glacier, you know, hanging glacier on the other side of this cliff, so we got to go around this way. And so he's like, no, it's that way. And it's like, well, you know, what do you do, right? So anyways, so that was like a point of, we could have easily let our egos get in the way.
Yes.
Did you have parachutes?
We didn't have parachutes. We didn't have anything like that. So, right. So again,
it was ninja outfits. So if you went down the cliff, you just
you must have had
just,
something.
Just
to
bounce
get down
around.
Like
yeah, yeah. The giant pattern. Anyway, what happened?
Well, so you know, again, it was about this coming together, respecting each other's perspectives. You know, understanding why we have those different perspectives, and then kind of, you know, agreeing which way we want to move forward together. So I think, and there were, that was just one example. I mean, every day we probably had 10 examples like that.
Yeah.
So
just did you guys go for the GPS way or something in between? Did you remember the incident?
Yeah, in that way. And then we cut to the end and then we kind of contoured around.
But you found the landmark.
We found the landmark.
Right. I was hanging on the edge of my seat here. So are we going to listen to the Tears of Edziza then?
Yes. So, Thomas, I think this is where we want to spend some time talking about the sound score, because this is a really important piece of the film. And
it's all about music on this show, usually.
Well, I've been here twice now.
That's
on
right.
The medicine show, and I always enjoy coming back here because it's UBC. I spent 2 years here studying music, so it's great to it's always great to come back and just share something. But yeah, no, it's been a tremendous opportunity to score what will essentially be my first film score, so I'm super excited about that. Just like
And when I saw some of the footage from Matt Miles, who's the cinematographer, and I saw the teaser, it was just such brilliant filming and also some of the interactions. Obviously, in the teaser is only about a couple of minutes, but the interaction between the members in the expedition, there was a real intimacy and like a courageous spirit. And so that really sort of set my creative juices on fire. But it's been great. I've taken my sort of spontaneous style of creating music into this endeavor. And when you hear the Tears of Edzaidze, which actually is a name that Mike coined, because originally I just called it Music for the Teaser, which wasn't very glamorous.
The music that is supposed to be for the teaser. That's the name of the
teaser
song.
Music. That's the name for it. So I used my looping pedal here and did some improv. And Jarrett Plett, I sort of directed him.
Jarrett!
With Jarrett, right?
Big shout out to Jarrett, by the way. Yeah. If you listen to the podcast.
He's such a great percussionist to work with, and he's going to be such a key... an integral part of what's for the rest of the score to come. And then, of course, we're working in Drama Music Productions, which is a studio that's run by a chap called Derek Mason. And he's an extremely accomplished musician, and he's a great producer. So he's been sort of helping me get all of my hard work out into the microphone and recorded, and then we take all the music and we get it treated by Sam Ryan, who's a phenomenal mixer, just absolutely brilliant. And he works.
Hey, Sam.
Sam Wise Gamgee.
We weren't on that kind of journey. Okay?
It's amazing. One of the things I'm experiencing as a composer is that you part of being successful is having a great team to help you get your ideas out. So I feel very fortunate to know these people. But so the Tears of Edzaidze is the first piece that we wrote.
Okay, so we are going to listen to the Tears of Edzaidze, and then we're going to come back and talk about reasons why people should get on board about trying to finish this movie and help these guys finish this movie, because it sounds like it's got a great purpose. So let's see if this works here. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back. And so I was just asking Thomas, I'm going to cue up the next song while he's talking about the reason why we should care about this film called The Colors of Edzaidze. I think that a lot of it's really obvious, but I want to hear in your guys' words, like, you guys are asking people to contribute to this, And I think that it's the educational part of people, you know, coming to go and demonstrating that type of respectful communication is really important. But Thomas, you were going on, not going on, you were right. telling us about the local aspect of it, and how people should care about their own backyard too.
Yeah, I feel like it's such an important part of the world, but this is home right here. And this is something that affects Vancouverites and British Columbians. And that's, for me, that's a big inspiration, because I think a big part of creating work that is effective is trying to do something that fosters and builds and sort of inspires your own community. And looking at the land that we have in BC, which, I mean, I'd never, ever heard of Edzaidze before. And then I started seeing this absolutely phenomenal photography coming out from their expedition, and it was just mind-blowing, just like how I've never seen geography that looks like this. And to think that it's right here in our very own province, and that it's hardly touched, and that one, and even we were discussing earlier how there's a possibility that some big mining corporation might come and put a nice ugly mine on it. I think that would be a real loss. And so it's sort of looking at how sacred it is to have parts of the world that are still untouched. They're still
naturally intact.
Naturally intact, and to keep it safe and sacred.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I always said, you know, people want to travel all around the world, and I'm not encouraging mass tourism, but people should really get to know their own backyards, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, although it's probably easier to fly to Paris than it is to get into these places, but even though it is in our own backyard.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, that Thomas summed it up beautifully. And you know, the fact is that many people will never choose or never have the opportunity to go up there. And so, but because this is our own province and we're making choices down here in our urban centers that are very, very, having a very huge impact on these places in our own backyard, but that we don't know about. And so I think it's very important for people to understand, you know, what we have, not only in terms of the resources that we can provide to the world, but what we have in terms of some of the last naturally intact places in the world. And that if we can sort of, you know, protect some of these places a little bit better, or sort of, you know, help make decisions that have a more favorable outcome to protecting these places.
Yeah, every decision that we have affects.
Exactly. Everything up there. Mm-hmm. But because we don't see it, we don't think about it, right? So this film is a...
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're saying, so because it's 11% of British Columbia and it's very rich in certain resources, it's being looked at already by probably several different large corporations for exploiting those resources, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, that gets into a very interesting conversation. There's mining proposals out. I mean, I wouldn't say that this particular area is in direct threat, but all around it, you know, where we were, where you'll see some of the pictures taken, is virtually under siege. And I think... you know, we can't draw a line and say, okay, everything on this side of the line is going to be developed and everything on the other side of the line is going to be okay. I mean, everything affects everything else, right?
Right.
And the richness of the land doesn't exist in a you know, inside a certain boundary. It exists, you know, outside of that as well. So it's about understanding, you know, the influence of what we're doing and how that's having an impact on these places and how these places can impact us, you know, because I think we are nature at the end of the day. And if we lose touch with nature and lose touch with that reality, then, you know, what part of us do we lose as a result?
Mm-hmm. Go Indiegogo, savvy and internet, you know it all, but they still want to contribute to the Colors of Edzaidze. How can people get involved, contribute, or just Google it?
Yep. So the most important,
and go from there.
The most important thing you can do if you want to support this campaign is to go to the website Colors of Edzaidze. Colors spelt with a U. We're in Canada. Colors.
sorry, I'm
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
referring.
I shouldn't say that on the radio.
I'm so happy that it is spelled that way in Canada, because it's just, you know,
somebody sent me a note saying, "Oh, you guys spelled colors wrong in your domain name." I'm like, "Where are you from?" Anyways,
Commonwealth, baby, Commonwealth.
Z or Z?
Yeah. So Colors with a U of Edzaidze, Edzaidze campaign. Colors of Edzaidze campaign. .com. That'll take you to the Indiegogo site, and if you can help us share it, if you can, you know, support us by picking up one of the awesome perks, we've got some really, really awesome perks up there. Everything would help.
Oh yeah, and so let's talk about the perks real quick, is that if you do support this film, you can get like dates with the producers, you get special tickets, you get like,
those are the unseen perks. Yeah, yeah.
You get like all these really lavish VIP treatments.
Special number to reach those, that menu.
There is a date with the producers, but
something like that. But there's like, okay, so tell
it
us about the
like
perk.
The Sons of Granville perk, the date with the Sons. That was a very different date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I different. Saw the list for this
no
one.
No serenading
though.
This time.
Well, this one was very creative in itself. It had lots of options. Can you name a few?
Yep. Some so perks. Pick up the soundtrack that you know. You're going to hear, you heard one, and you're going to hear another one of Thomas's creations. So there's that.
Coming right up.
There's the film you can download.
We've sold about, I think, 20 now. 20 soundtracks have been pre-ordered. Mm. So we're off to a good start.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, what is it,
$25? Perks for investors.
Perks for investors, so you can get dinner with the producers. You can download.
Download a virtual dinner.
Yeah. Eric, the photographer, he produced some brilliant photography en route. You can get one of his prints. Tamara Skobovius, who's the artist, she's got some original prints up there. You know, so there's all kinds of different things. Just go and check it out. Take a look at it. And I highly suggest that you... that you help us out and pick up one of the perks.
You can also, actually, one of the interesting ones is you can actually buy a copy of it and have it sent to a school.
Yeah.
You got to lean in.
Yeah, I was just saying that you can buy the film and have it sent to a school, and I've noticed that there've been like close to 10 people have bought that.
Okay, so educators and influencers alike. So that's an excellent suggestion. Let's try and get some and copy these in the schools. It'd be very educational for kids. You know, I have very fond memories of all those educational films I saw as a kid.
Yeah, especially when they know it's in their own backyard. You know,
exactly.
It's spectacular stuff in their backyard.
We're starting with the schools in that area, the Tahltan. You know, the schools in the Tahltan territory. We're going to be sending the first DVDs up there. Mm.
So any shout outs before we listen to The Climb from Thomas Beckman's soundtrack for A Colors of Aziza?
I would just say one last thing, that we're at 40% raised so far in our goal, and that's about just under $10,000. We're hoping to get to $12,500 in the next 48 hours.
Mm.
So anybody, you know, if you're thinking about it, just, you know, please help us hit these mini milestones because they're really important.
Do you want to say a telethon like number that people can just right away call in with their credit card?
I can give you my mobile.
Yeah, how bad do you want the money? Say your mobile right now. Yes.
We were not prepared for this.
You know what?
That's okay.
We're not capitalistic enough.
Okay, so that's okay. We're going to listen to The Climb from Thomas Beckman. Anything else we add to this title?
Well, it's just called it The Climb because
it's beautiful.
It's about, you know, the trek.
All right.
So enjoy. Thank you.
Wow, we're back, and I have been a bad boy. I haven't been playing my public service announcement, so we're going to take a quick break to say that this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we are broadcasting, podcasting, and webcasting on Coast Salish unceded territory shared with the Tsleil-Waututh Nation and the Musqueam and the...
Whatever you call it.
Don't embarrass me every time. So anyway, we're back with Thomas Beckman. And, oh wait, one more of the PSAs that I was going. Here we go. Sorry, guys. It's not going.
Why aren't you pressing it?
A Jihad for Love. Whitewater Black Gold. A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning. East Hastings Pharmacy. Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry. Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC. Convoy of cultural hegemony.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
And we are back on the Medicine Show. Thank you for the lull. Thank you for the patience on the lull. Thomas Beckman and Mike Show talking about the Colors of Aziza. So, we were going to talk about a little bit about Sentience, which is a project you're working on with music and dance.
Well, I've recently incurred an injury, a repetitive strain injury that's sort of taken me out of the game and put me on the bench as a musician. And that's been difficult. But at the same time, it's given me an opportunity to sort of focus on other projects that I wouldn't have normally done. And so, of course, the biggest of those is the Color of Aziza score, which you've just heard two pieces for. But this other project that I've gotten going on is called Sentience, and it's a community-based program. So you submit your pitch video. They hoist it up on their website. They make it available for the entire community, the web, to check it out. And then basically people come on and they look at all the various pitches and projects and they decide which ones they're going to vote for. You can vote for several or you can put all your votes towards one. It's up to you. But the project that we're proposing and that we're trying to come within the top 15 of is a project, like I said, called Sentience. And we're wanting to look at minorities within the Vancouver community that suffer and live with disabilities, because most of us really know nothing about what it's like to, say, be deaf or be blind or have some kind of a motor problem or whatever else it could be. And we're really sort of fascinated by not necessarily how difficult and how much suffering these people incur, but more about how these people rise to the challenge of dealing with their disability and being able to live a very, very full, rich life and at the same time have a very different sentient experience, a very different sensory experience. And we sort of think of them as being handicapped, but imagine if you didn't have your sight. What would happen, I imagine, is that your hearing would become infinitely more focused. Your sense of feel, for instance, you probably feel the wind up against your face. You would develop all of these other senses to a much higher level than, say, we're used to because we have more to rely on. So as a creative, it's very interesting for me to look at how one could experience the world in a totally different way. And so we want to sort of cast light on how these people go about their daily lives and how they have such unique sensory experiences of the world and tell it in a very compelling and abstract and artistic way, using dance, using music, and capturing it all on film. Just to tell you about our team, we've got a wonderful designer, Vanessa Ding. She works at Iron Brand, and she's going to be doing some great design work to support the project. We've got a dancer called Sierra. I can never pronounce her surname. But she's a student here at UBC, and she does phenomenal dance. She's a First Nations. We have Marco Bassau, who's a young German cinematographer, DOP. And so he's going to be taking care of all the camera work. And then there's myself. I'm going to be doing the music, composing it, performing much of it, depending on how I recover. And of course, I also have to mention Sarah Vaness, who is a social media marketer. She is doing great work to help us get this project out there on things like Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. So far, we're doing well. We've got sponsorship now from The Dark Table, which is a restaurant run by the blind. And actually, on this Sunday, the team and I, we're going to be going to the restaurant and having our dinner completely in the dark. And it's sort of, excuse the pun or the joke, but the tables will be turned because the sightless are leading the sighted. We'll be led into a completely pitch black room by people who are blind. And it's going to be amazing to experience being served in an area where these people, they're making their way to and fro from a very busy kitchen, down aisles and amongst, I can only imagine, dozens of customers, all of this without their sight. It's quite extraordinary. So I'm looking forward to that experience. I guess the main thing is I'm asking people who are listening to this to help us get this project funded, because I think it's going to sort of bridge the gap between people who have all of their senses and people who don't. It's going to create more sort of compassion, more empathy, more understanding between able-bodied persons and people who live with disability. We think it's incredibly important subject that should get explored, and you can help us make this a reality by simply going onto storyhive.com and looking up Sentience and voting for us. The other way, and this is the better way, because if you do it this way, you'll get put into a lucky draw and possibly win a dinner at the dark table.
Everybody likes that.
Prizes, yeah, free prizes. just go onto Facebook.
It's amazing what you have to do to inspire people to be good, right?
It was actually funny. We had a walk down through Vancouver where we were, myself and Sierra, we were blindfolded, and we were handing out flyers to get people to vote for us and check us out. And in the beginning, we were like, you know, Sentience, Project for the Blind Community, help us. And then about 30 minutes into it, Vanessa started saying, free dinner at the dark table, come get a flyer. And we handed out far more flyers as a result of that. So it was really hilarious.
Yes.
But yeah, if you go on Facebook and you look up Sentience, the web series, you join the event page, then you sort of become registered within the group of people who are supporting us and voting for us. And that way we can put your name into the draw if you join the event page. So I recommend you do that. And then you can watch the video and follow the link there to vote. It's all laid out for you. Extremely simple. You go on StoryHive, you submit an email, you create a password, you go back to your email, follow the link and vote. So even everybody here Beautiful. In this room, if you guys did that for us, it'd be awesome.
All right. Well,
yeah, and your votes really count because we're in the top 20%. So we're very close. One more wave of votes will probably see us through.
We just ran out of time, Mike. You have anything else to say? You want to say shout outs or?
No,
are we good to go?
I'm good to go. Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas Backman, Mike.
Thank you so much for having us.
Excellent. And now I want to make an announcement. Coming up on the 5th. John Carey here. She's going to be playing at the Savoy. And the Savoy is down on Hastings Street. He's going to record his album and do a live performance on there. Yes? Are we good? Okay. Also, Got to Dance.
Got to Dance.
Starring the Bob Kozak Band. And everyone's welcome to come down to Go Today, September 5th. Hungarian Cultural Society on December 31st at 6 p.m. with a bunch of the same. Bob is going to be hosting, going to be playing there. I think is this. I can't read it because it's in a different language, but it's Europa Trio Band, Bob Kozak, tango accordionist virtuoso and tango representation dance lesson. Good times. Okay, so we have just missed the Namas, which is the North American Native American Music Awards. And so I'm going to play a little bit from the, it is the best inspirational recording by a band called Sound Situations, how come this is not going to happen for me? Okay, so give me a second. I was hoping we were going to be able to do this. No, it's not going to work. Okay. Well, getting back to a... So why don't we just go right into some music that we were going to play with our next guest, because we can't seem to get the computer to work. Who cares? We're on a live music show. Let's play some music.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Yay! Step right up. Coming right up now. And I'm sorry about the North American Aboriginal Music Awards. We will try and cover some more of that. Congratulations to the winners. Dark Water Rising won the Best Inspirational Recording. And amongst Tree Ironcloud with Good, he also won an award. So let's go right to our next guest, Brandon Kays and Shiki Numaguchi. And so, Brandon, you're from Vancouver?
Indeed.
Excellent. Good to have you in the studio. You know, as these guys are setting up, I want to say welcome back to Kelly Rayburn. How you doing, Kelly?
Come on in. DJ
grab a microphone.
You always call me DJ.
And Scott's Habitat for Humanity in Africa and came back in one piece. There was trouble along the way. You had to leave the encampment for some reason. What happened?
I don't know. I left over in October, just did the build. It was great. It was wonderful. Of course, you probably saw
the mosquito bites or what?
No. It just feels itchy when I came back to Canada. That's the reason why.
Welcome back.
Yes,
so
welcome
let's
back.
See the t-shirt.
This is a shirt I've got on Zambia. This is like their 50th independent. I'm going to go to the back here.
The 50th. 1964, one Zambia, one nation, 2014. All right.
That's right. So this is their 50th of independence, and just a week later, their president died. And I was a lot of people were very saddened that he died.
While you were there?
Well, I was there, yeah, of course.
Wow.
So it was
there was quite an emotional...
Moved on to Botswana, where my mother and I went over to Botswana and then over to South Africa there. So,
could you tell us one last thing? What did you have to eat there? Anything exciting? Did you like it? Was it spicy?
It was bland.
Bland. Did you enjoy it?
It was good. The thing is called, there are two types. It's the same recipe for that matter. Zambian people call it shima.
Mm-hmm.
The other people call it bop. South Africans call
it a potato?
No, it looks like a potato, but it's not really a potato. It's more like cornmeal type of meal because it's kind of like a hand type of meal, and kind of like roll it and dip it into some sort of sauce because the shima is blend.
You can pick stuff up with it.
Yes, that's right.
You use it on your fingers and you pick up the stews and stuff.
Yeah, so...
Welcome back.
Yeah.
We're just happy to have you back alive. I want to acknowledge your trip and everything. But
yeah, so if anybody's who's listening to us in Africa, it's after 10 o'clock over there. And it's you can also listen to us at CITR.ca.
Woo! Podcast in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Webcast. All right. So,
big shout out to the people over there.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome.
We are back, and Brandon and Shiki are going to play some music.
All right.
Are you guys comfortable? Do you need anything?
No, I think we could live here forever if it really came down to it.
Yeah, all right. More family.
Yeah.
Okay. Let her rip.
Ready, Shiki?
Oh. Whoops. dropping stuff.
Catastrophe!
Woohoo! Oh, fail at CITR. Woohoo!
Un, deux, trois, quatre. And as I am dreaming, yeah, I'm reaching with my will for a ground beneath me. Yeah, that doesn't have hopes or fears. And as I am swimming, yeah, I'm reaching with my toes for a ground beneath me. Yeah, they won't just have creatures that bite. Yeah, I know if I try my best, my toes will be alright.
The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, facebook.com/CITR101.9, on Twitter at CITR Radio.
It is on Twitter.
Yes.
Yes, we are on Twitter now.
CITR.ca.
So modern, but we've never heard of Indiegogo or Kickstarter.
That is good. That is good.
All right, so... yeah, absolutely. Let's just go right into another song.
Yeah, let's just keep doing this thing.
It's like a concert in here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like everybody's bring their...
I wish everyone in the world could see how many cameras are floating around this room right now.
Yeah, I forgot to bring mine.
Ridiculous.
So.
Absolutely strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new culture.
Yeah.
It's a camera culture. Are you doing
that too? No, that's my cell phone. I forgot to bring my own personal. I forgot to bring my own personal one.
Trust me, that's a camera.
Well, yeah. But I use it as different storage.
How exciting.
Woo!
Once again, we're going to disappear for 2 seconds here. And we're going to...
Already?
Do you want a PSA or do you want a promo?
Whatever you want.
Well,
it's up to you. Besides, we don't normally do a promo or anything until like after 12.
20 minutes after we do something.
If you want to.
Pretty much, there's only like one each right back.
Unless it's on schedule. No, if it is on schedule.
Debbie Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back on
the guys are jamming
show.
In the background and stuff, and it's really cool because we're getting ready to do another song. So, Brandon, what do you want to do?
Yeah, this song's called Time and Space. It's off of an EP I just released a couple weeks ago called Talking to Cats, because I have a strange habit of talking to cats all the time.
Can that be found on the internet?
It certainly can at brandonkays.bandcamp.com.
You're kind of quiet over there. I almost want to give you a headset if they would go that far, but let's just continue.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, you're good. So, say that again, the URL, or could just Google...
The URL is brandonkays.bandcamp.com. If you Google Brandon Kays, you'll find me. I look really funny. I play instruments really funny. That's the nature of things.
And Kays is K-A-Y-E-S.
That's the one.
Cases. Excellent. So we're going to go back with Shiki and Brandon, and I think that actually... Odell, if he feels like it's going to might chime in a little bit.
I think he'll find his way in.
Woohoo!
Chime the guitar.
All right, let's, I'll do it. So this song's called Time and Space. La-da-da-da-da-da, well, time, yeah, it just doesn't mean a thing. Yeah, when I'm flying with a broken wing in distance, well, it just couldn't be too far. Oh, yeah, to be where you are, cause time and distance, yeah, they just don't mean a thing to me when it's you that I'd like to see, Just couldn't be too wet. Oh, and you're waiting for old blue to set and scorching sun. Well, it just couldn't be too hot. Ah, yeah, to trot out to your little old plot. Cause rain or shine, yeah, it doesn't mean a thing to me when it's you that I'd like to see. Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's no mountains too high. Yeah, and there's no rivers too vast. Yeah, and there's no cities too dense, or weather that I couldn't outlast. Yeah, it's just a piece of that puzzle that I call my reality. La-da-da-da-da-da. Cause time, yeah, it just doesn't mean a thing. And distance, yeah, well, that just doesn't mean jack shit.
Oh, you have a disclaimer.
Time and space, yeah, they just don't mean two separate things to me when it's you that I'd like to see,
Bravo.
Sorry, I guess you're not supposed to swear on the radio. My bad.
No,
okay. Okay. I got the content warning anyway, so.
Well, I was looking for it, but, you know. Okay, so let's just mention once again that if you have sensitive ears, it is after midnight, so... You may hear some swearing after this point.
Please remember to watch your language.
And if you can't watch your language, watch yourself. So, do you have any plugs or shout-outs that you want to say to anybody listening? Or?
Oh, I just love my mom.
I hear you. Moms are great. Hi, and Mom. I miss you, Mom, by the way. Anyway, I just want to say a shout out to all my family who's out there who may be listening.
Anyway, so. Also to Jason's family. Hello.
Yes.
I got more shout outs to Jason's family here. Yeah. Right on. Okay.
Actually, there's like a whole party of my friends, too, that I think are hanging out and drinking wine and smoking and listening to this right now. And maybe hi to those folks, too, seems good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I hope that they get the reception good. What area of town are they in?
This one.
All right. Yeah. Good. Okay, so, well, you know, like a concert, we're just going to keep on playing here. Do you want to, are you going to do a song next? Or who's?
Should I?
Go for it. Shall I?
One of you start.
I will if you will.
One of you start.
And here we go. This is just Jam Central. This one is about growing old.
Growing old on The Medicine Show.
Jumping through hoops, it's what I do. Scared all my life, so goddamn scared of who. Limited, stuck, fucked in a rut. Jumping in my pants, a one-man romance with who. Dressed to impress, competing with the best. Work hard and play hard so you can have that awesome sex with who? Okay. I lost that little thing that made me true. I had it as a child, I lost it as I grew. Where did it go? I grew. Oh. Oh. Poetry from the soul, these days are growing old. Forgetting about the past, days that never last. Hold on.